is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Once a cheat, always a cheat. Is that fair to say? Or can you be somebody who may have cheated in a past relationship, but learned from your mistake, knows the hurt that you caused, and will never do it again? There's a reason I'm asking this. The story I mentioned a moment ago about Danny Dyer from Love Island, who got herself a new boyfriend and has been warned, that he's a serial cheat who will betray her in a heartbeat. Well, that's according to his ex-girlfriend. And she claims, the ex-girlfriend that is, claims that she was left distraught after he two-timed her. She basically told his new girlfriend that, good luck with that, because he won't stay faithful because he just can't help himself. And we're trying to find out whether or not the expression once a cheat, always a cheat is fair to say. Call us right now on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp your opinion on this to 0877 989898. You can also send us a WhatsApp voice message to that same number, 0877 989898. Tara, you're on 98FM. How are you, Tara?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Tara. Once a cheat, always a cheat, they say. Is that true?
Well, I've been in a relationship for the last 3 years with a boy, and like from the start of it, he's cheated on me. Like, and it's just like, to be honest, like I'm just kind of used to it now. But like, I want to start like having kids and stuff, so like, I just don't want to like bring a child into that situation. If that's like, if he's never going to change, but he always tells me he's going to change, but he never has.
Now, you're with him how long?
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
And in that 3 years, how many times has he cheated on you?
Oh, like more than I can count.
Really?
Yeah, like I've confronted him so many times about it, and it just has not changed. Like, it just won't change. He's not willing to change, I don't think.
Oh, so what? You just have to accept it?
Basically, yeah.
And I have to ask you, why do you accept it?
I don't know. Like, everyone is saying to me, oh my God, you're mad. Like, why would you be putting up with that? Like, you don't deserve that. And everything else. And then I just, like, he just always tell me I'm going to change. And I just always take him back every time.
So you've lost count of the amount of times that he has cheated on you, but you're still with him.
Yeah. I know it sounds stupid, but
now, I have to tell you, it does sound stupid, but you obviously have your own reasons for still being with him. I'm curious to know what those reasons are. Are you mad about him? Or do you think you won't
like
be...
Yeah, like, I love him, and I wouldn't like to see him at anybody else. Like, you know, that kind of
thing. Ah, so
like
is that what it is?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't like to be on... Like, not that I wouldn't like to be on my own, but I just wouldn't really like to be out without him because I'm with him for so long. Do you know that kind of way?
So you're with him for habit?
Yeah, I think so, more than, like... But I love him, but I don't think he loves me. Because if he did, he wouldn't be cheating on me all the time.
Mm. I mean, like, some people would say you must... Sorry, say that again?
Like, even when he goes as far as the shop, like, my nerves would be gone because, like, I'd be thinking, oh, he's going to cheat on me, like, just going to the shop, or, like, you know, and it's making me into, like a psychopath.
Okay, so you've become complete... Well, I can understand how you've become a bit paranoid if he's done it so many
times. Yeah, I'm very paranoid. Like, it's very bad. Like, and I have anxiety and all because of it. Like, as soon as he leaves the house, I'd be like, oh, is he going to see a girl? Like, where is he going? Like, is he telling the truth? Because he's lied so many times and I've caught him, like, and it just hasn't changed.
And, like, when you say he's cheated so many times you've lost count, are you talking about, like, having an affair or just being with somebody one-off or what?
Yeah, it's more like one-off. It's not really like affairs. It'd be more like once or twice. And then, like, if he goes out texting him on Facebook when he's back, and then, like, I'd see it, or, like, them ringing his phone, I'd answer, or, like, you know, like, stuff like that.
Now, the very first message that we just got in, and I have to read it to you, says this. Get rid of him immediately. Don't even think of having kids with him because it'll only end in disaster.
Yeah, I do agree with that. Like, I haven't had any kids, that's like up until now. But like, I just want to start like a proper, like, you know, like, I just want to settle down and stuff, like, and I'm just like thinking in my head, like, there's no point settling down with someone and putting a child in the situation and then everything going like the wrong way because he keeps cheating. But then I do be thinking sometimes, well, I just have the child and then maybe it'll stop, like.
You know the answer to that, though. I know you do.
What?
You know the answer to that, though, don't you?
Yeah, I know. Like, I do, but I just think he always tells me I'm going to stop. And he doesn't really have anybody else. It's only me, like, that he has. He hasn't. It's like, oh, but at the time them are, like, bad people, like, you know, like, that kind of way.
I have to ask you, do you have low self-esteem?
No, like, I'm full of myself.
So why?
Like, I know I could do better than that. Like,
that's exactly what I was about to ask you. If you if you're confident, why would you possibly stay with a guy like that? I just don't understand it, to be honest.
I know, but I just think he loves me, like.
Say that again?
I just think he loves me, like.
He obviously doesn't, though.
Yeah, but he tells me he does when he comes home.
Sure, like, I could tell you I love you as well.
Came home with a hickey before, like, and I was like, where did you get that from? And he was like, oh, this girl, I said, but I love you. And then I'm like, okay, well, he said he loves me, so I'll just stay with him. Like,
so
if I
tell you I love you, Tara, will that be enough for you?
No, not really.
No, you see, that's the point.
Yeah, no, I know. And everybody tells me, my own family and all tells me, so I think, like, I just think it's time to just break away. But, like, what is the best way to do that? Like, because I'd rather just not have any contact with him if I was, like, home, like, you know, that kind of way.
All right, stay there for one second, Tara. I'd love to hear from you on this. Obviously, a lot of calls coming in about Tara's situation. You're with him 3 years, Tara, yeah?
3 years, yeah.
And he's cheated so many times you've lost count.
Yeah, like, literally, I don't even remember how many, like, it was. Like,
have you, as a matter of interest, have you ever cheated on him?
No.
No?
Like, I'd never failed an answer because, like, why would I cheat on someone? Like, that wouldn't. Like, that wouldn't just do for me. Like, if you're in a relationship, you should be just be with the one person. Like, but he just obviously doesn't understand that.
Operates by different rules, by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Stay there for a second. Niamh, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Niamh?
Hey, Adrian.
No, Niamh.
I feel really sorry for...
I do myself, I'll be honest, yeah.
I do feel sorry for her because I was in that situation before, except for I was with him a lot longer. I was with him for about 9 years, and... like that, I was young and I didn't have anybody else around me family wise and, you know, his family was my family and I stayed with him just for his family end of it. That was all. I just think, Tara, the best thing you can do is get rid of him because I'm with somebody new now as a family. It's the best thing I ever done. I was, like, low confidence. I thought I was ugly, this, that and the other.
Mind you, Tara is saying that she doesn't lack self-confidence at all.
You wouldn't stay with a fella that's treating you like that if you didn't have low self-esteem and if you weren't confident in yourself. I don't believe her. I think she's just saying that.
Well, Tara, you must have low self-esteem if you're staying with him.
I don't have low self-esteem. I think it is a, like, I just don't, like, change. Like, and I think I'm just comfortable in the situation. And I think, like... the change would, like, just be worse for me, so I just stay in it so I don't
you are saying you suffer with anxiety, so it's the anxiety.
Yeah, like, when he goes,
yeah, but the anxiety has been brought on by him.
Yeah,
exactly, and I was in your position, and it's not a nice position to be in. You're constantly saying to yourself, oh, I must be mad, and they're telling me, I've been there and I've done that, and it's not a nice situation to be in. It's actually,
he's drilling himself into my mind, like, you know, that kind of way.
What do you mean by that?
Like, he's just getting into my head and just making me believe, sure, like I just have to put up with it, like, when I shouldn't be, because, like, at the start of the relationship, I wasn't like that. Like, if he had done, like, acting like that, like, at the very start, like, I used to be very fiery and all. I'm not like that anymore. I just kind of put up with it just for the sake of it.
It's because your self-worth is low and he's making you think that you deserve what he's doing to you. Like, you don't deserve that and no girl deserves it. And I know what anyone says to you today in this radio station is not going to change your mind. Mm. It's up to you and it's going to take you probably, maybe it'll take you another year, 2 years. I just hope to God that you don't have kids with him because... you'll be stuck at home with them kids.
While he's out doing what he's been doing anyway.
I bet you when it comes to the weekend, you do be full of anxiety and your stomach does be...
Yeah, like, he'd start a fight on a Thursday and he'd go then, and I wouldn't hear from him then till the Sunday night or the Monday morning when he's, like, crawling all the time, hangover, wanting
and when he's looking for a cuddle and a bit of you know what, and he's looking for a bit of sympathy and he's coming down off his drink and, I've been there, love, and I've done it, and it's not nice to be, it's not a nice place to be in. How old are you, Tara?
I'm
24. 24. I'm turning, and I wasted 9 years of my life with somebody. Now, don't get me wrong. I loved them, and we did have good times, but we also had bad times. And we wanted different things in life. I wanted to settle down, have a family. He wanted to go partying. So I just think that, you know, there is fellas out there that wouldn't cheat on you. There is fellas out there. Like, I trust my fella, and it took me a long, long time to build that trust up.
Yeah, that's what I feel. Like, if I got into another relationship, would I be able to trust another person?
Of course you will. You will eventually. Look, it'll take your time. You'll probably have to do a few counselling sessions to get your anxiety, rid of your anxiety and stuff like that. But, you know, there is people out there that are out for the same thing that you're looking for. It's just fine in that person.
All right, stay there for 1 second. Niamh, do you believe in the expression once a cheat, always a cheat?
Yeah.
Even if it was a previous relationship, he's going to do it again or she's going to do it again? In other words, can somebody who might have cheated in their past be reformed?
I think so, because sometimes when people cheat, like, I'm sure my ex wasn't happy when he cheated on me, but he was just staying in the relationship just for the sake that he was probably comfortable as well. So, I mean, I think when you really, truly love somebody, I think when you find the one, I do think that you wouldn't cheat on them.
And that's the question we're asking, really. Can that person be reformed when they find the one? The right relationship.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Stay there for a second. The guy that I like, says this message, cheated on his ex with me, but I love him anyway. We're not together now, but I don't care. I would still go back and even marry him if he asked. So he cheated on his ex-girlfriend with her and she'd still be in a relationship with him. Let me go to Rachel. You're on 98FM. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Now, you were cheated on while you were pregnant.
Yeah.
Now, if ever that's a warning for Tara not to get pregnant, tell me what happened. Well, he cheated on you when you were pregnant.
Yeah, I have my suspicions, but I could never prove it. And it was only when I ended up being able to prove it that when he ended up getting caught that I walked away then. And it's mad, like, I'm listening to her and I'm like, he's saying he loves her just to keep her sweet. Mm. Do you know what I mean? It's like, he's cheating because he can. Do you know what I mean?
Tara, actually, just on that, a lot of people have texted in that exact statement. He's cheating on you because he can. In other words, because he's gotten away with it so many times, because you're still with him after all this time, sure, obviously he thinks it's perfectly okay.
Yeah, but when he's telling me he loves me, I genuinely believe him. But obviously now, like, talking to people, I'm like...
Sorry, I can't hear you there, Tara. Your phone's gone all muffled.
Adrian.
Yeah, sorry, go on, Rachel. I'll have to ring Tara. Can we ring Tara back there, lads? Yeah, go on, Rachel.
I actually just wanted to say to her, just about having the baby and even thinking about it, that it actually will make the whole situation, it will make him run quicker than stay. Do you know what I mean?
Because if she were to get pregnant.
Yeah, it will make him run quicker. Because for him, it's a way of being tied down more and having to kind of face up to his responsibilities more. He's not ready to do that. He's not going to do that with her. Do you know what I mean? Bringing a baby into that, I'm not trying, I really am trying to be cruel because I've been there. But you can't. I think it's a form of, I don't like saying this, it's selfish.
Let me ask you, did you find out while you were still pregnant that he'd been cheating on you?
Yeah.
Wow,
I'm going to actually tell you how. And I'm actually really embarrassed saying this. I had been having regular smears before being pregnant and during pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
Just through changes in my cervix and stuff. And I had had one at 3 months pregnant. And when I went back down at 5 months, the doctor called myself and himself in. And the doctor actually said to me, he says, well, either look, in the last 2 months, either you've been sleeping around or he's just giving you a sexually transmitted disease.
Good God.
Yeah. And do you know, I'm not joking you, I laughed. I laughed. I think it was shock more
laugh,
than that.
Laugh because you couldn't believe it, or?
I don't know. I did believe it. I think it was more shock. I think it was more, I knew what he was saying, but it wasn't registering with me.
And when you confronted him, when you confronted your fella about this, did he deny it?
He did. And then when I ended it, a week later, I found out then he was actually with the girl that I had actually thought about, like I was convinced about all along anyway.
My God. That must have made for a wonderful pregnancy.
Well, yeah. God. But you know what?
Sorry, go on, Rachel. Yeah.
I just think she's. I know she's. I must have been listening to her say like she's. Oh, she knows she's full of herself. She knows she can get better.
Mm.
But she really doesn't. She may be telling herself that, but she does. She may think it, but she doesn't feel it. If she's with him, she does not feel that, and she needs to start doing things. That's how I got out of it.
And I have her back on the line, Tara. The message that I'm getting from nearly everybody listening is please don't go and have a child with this guy. It's the worst thing you could do because he's a fella who just isn't ready.
Yeah, no, I don't think he is ready, but like I just thought like that would be the thing to like, you know, make him.
No, Rachel believes it'll have the exact opposite effect.
Tara, I am telling you now, honestly not trying to watch it. He will run quicker. He will run quicker because what he's going to see is more commitment, more responsibility, having to stay there more. He's going to run quicker. And I'm going to be honest, it's not an environment to bring a child into.
No, that's what I was thinking.
Because what's going to happen is, like people were saying, you are going to be the one left holding the child. But he's going to come in and out of your life for years, treating you the same. And then your child's going to see it.
Mm.
And your child is going to think, is this how I should be treated?
By
but not only that, they're going to think that's how they should be treated.
Yeah, no, that's bad.
Do you know what I mean? And it's up to us as parents to show our kids that they're worth the best.
They're worth more than that.
Exactly.
And surely, Tara, having a baby with a man who actually does love you would be better. Somebody who actually wants to have a child with you would be better.
Yeah, like somebody that actually truly loves me for me and doesn't cheat on me. Like, and I don't have these worries about and stuff. I think it's just best that me and him just leave it because I don't see how it's ever going to work. Like, if you just can't commit properly the way I have from the start.
Stay there for a second, Tara. Dez, you're on 98FM. How are you, Dez?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Dez, you have been cheated on.
Basically, yeah. Well, she was having, no. Look, you could say, no, I actually cheated on her first, believe it or not. I kissed the girl and blah, blah. I started it off, we'd say, but she went off then and she had a 15-month affair.
Oh, right. Was she aware that you'd kissed somebody?
She was, yeah. She found it, yeah, and she says, look, fair enough. And we split up for a while and she started seeing this other lad and we got back together. But she was actually pregnant with my child at the time.
Oh.
And now, look, it makes me out to be a bit of a bollocks as well, but fair enough. But we went off and then we got back together or whatnot, but she was pregnant with my child the whole time and she was seeing this other fella for the whole time and I still didn't know up until last Christmas. You know, we were back together and everything. But she's still with him now and she's coming back to me every now and again. But I can see where that other girl's coming from because I keep going back as well, you know. Kind of maybe a bit of guilt. I started it off in the first place.
Yeah, okay. You know. And you were wrong. You were a bit of a you know what, as you just said yourself.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
No, no.
And it seems like she's done it with it seems like she's done it with knobs on.
Yes, she's been completely hiding it and it's still the same. She still sees me and she tells us she's not and she wants to come back to me and she just wants to keep playing the two of us on and off and on. It's a head-wrecking game now at this stage, to be honest with you. But I keep going back like a fool.
And
every time she comes running, I keep going jumping, you know?
That's what I was about to say. And I'm sure listening to Tara and telling her story, your reaction was to say, get away from him. The same should apply to you, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it should. But I'm not following my own, you know what I mean? And she's not following what she should be doing either. But that's exactly it. But no, I keep going running. Every time she comes back saying, I love you and I want you back. Yeah, okay, come on, we'll make another go. Like, she moved in with me there only maybe 2 months ago again, and the first day I went back to work, she actually packed up and left with the kids and everything.
Right.
After getting a new house and starting a new life, apparently in a new place and fresh start, all this. And I took a few weeks off work to sort everything out. The first day I went back to work in a new job, I came home that evening and the house
was she was gone.
Yeah.
And I mean, you again, like Tari, you know in your heart and soul that there is only one way to deal with this, and that's to get away from it. And she knows the same thing. But I take the point that you're making, and I know that there are other people listening to us right now who keep going back to somebody who treats them so badly.
Keep going back and back and back. Now, in my own case, it's a little bit of guilt of, you know, that I started off in the first place and I messed her around first and all this. And I think that's a lot of what it is. But keep going back, even though you know it's not going to work. And I don't know, it's pure and utter foolishness, really. But I can't really give any advice on it. She's definitely not alone anyway. That's, you know.
Right. Well, I know all of our listeners will say the exact same thing to both of you. These relationships will never last in the long term.
They're doomed
to failure, yours and Tara's. Let me just bring in one last call, and that's you, Lisa. You're on 98FM. Hi, Lisa. Hello, Lisa. Yes, that's you.
Yes, yeah.
Well,
oh, my heart goes out. Me?
Yes, you, yeah.
My heart goes out to Tara. Please, do not take him back. Do you know what? Please don't.
She's taken him back countless times.
I know.
So you're pleading with her to move away from him?
Yeah, please. It's the best thing. It's going to be devastation from a breakup is just like a bereavement. Please, Tara, listen to me. Oh, my God. If anything I can say right now today, deal with it and let it go. Because you know what? It's going to be nothing but heartbreak. I've been living with it for years.
So you've been living with it for years?
Yeah, no, I mean a heartbreak.
Oh, sorry, okay.
I lost love of my life to a breakup. And please, Tara, if you're still listening, please, Tara, let them go.
Tara, I have to be honest with you, for both you and for Des, the message from everybody, and I'm not going to give you advice, I'm merely passing on what other people are saying, and it is your relationship is never going to go anywhere in the long run, and it is time to get away from them and put yourself first and try and find somebody who will treat you well.
I think me and Dad are in the same situation. Like, I think his is more for guilt, but mine is more because, like, I think I'm just stupid. Like, but I think now I'm saying that I'm just worth more and I shouldn't keep wasting my time with him. And I think as well that me and Des should give it a go.
There you are, Des.
We're in the same boat now.
There's an offer you can't refuse, Des.
No, not about it. Throw my number out there.
Des, right. You sound like a farmer with us.
Fair play to both of you. Thanks very much indeed for talking to us. And thank you, Lisa. Thank you, all of you. Wow. Once a cheat, always a cheat. Well, certainly if he's doing it over and over and over and over again, well then, yes. One final message on this. My ex cheated on me. I tried to get over it. 3 years later, we got married and it just kept coming back up. I couldn't get over it. And now I'm going through a divorce.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98 FM.